Shastram is the authentic source of knowledge. In this context, Upanishad also wants to highlight the importance of sampradayaha, the tradition. See, there are few reasons why the teaching sounds confusing. Teaching should not be confusing, actually. Generally, when people see, okay, this Hinduism is very, very confusing. It's a very firm belief of many people. There is some truth in it. Some truth, that's not really speaking, it's lack of understanding of what it teaches makes people think that it is confusing. Why such notion is there? It is all highly confusing. Why there is such a view? Why do people have such view of, you know, everything being confusing here or confused? The reason is, first reason is, we have vast scriptural literature. Shrutihi, smritihi, puranaha, itihasaha. Look at this. Shruti, smriti, puranaha, itihasaha. Literature is too vast. Big, bulky, voluminous literature. Scriptural literature. One reason. And second, see, there are 1,080 branches of the Veda we have. But now we have only 6 branches. Even 6 branches itself, understanding, studying 6 branches itself is a very big job. It's very, very difficult. This is said by Veda itself. There's a story in Veda. It seems Bharadwaja Rishi once, you know, decided that he should live his whole life studying Shastra without doing anything else. Because knowledge is so, knowledge, nothing greater than knowledge. So he wanted to study as much as possible. So he spent all, he asked for a boon from Indra. It's a story, okay. That he spent all 100 years, the whole span of life only for studying. And 100 years are over. Then next year after what? No, he hasn't studied much. And he again asked for, I want to live for 100 more years. Indra said, okay, given, go back. And he came back, again 100 years he studied. Again he asked for another 100 more years. 300 years he studied and studied and studied and studied. And he came back after 300 years and he requested Indra to tell him how much he has studied, how much he has learned in 300 years. And he really wants to know, to assess his knowledge. And Indra showed huge 3 mountains. And he told him, Indra told this Bharadwaja Rishi, please go and bring fistful of, okay, mud from each mountain. And he showed, Katradu Kaiman Nalavu Kalladu Ulahalavu. What you have studied is this much in 300 years. What you have yet to study are though like this. 3 mountains. Why I'm saying? Because literature, the vastness of literature is such, but our lifespan is too small, isn't it? So much is there. And here what happens, such being the case, if you want to know any one aspect, you always have to know the whole thing. It's like how in the many doctors here, they all must be knowing this. Study of anatomy alone is not enough to cure, to prescribe medicine for physical problem. isn't it? Study of physiology, any to deal with any physical problem, study of anatomy, study of physiology, study on some understanding of psychology, everything is important. If we think the study of the physical anatomy alone is enough for treating the physical problem of a person, then that is called reductionist approach, isn't it? This is not possible, it is not enough. That means to know one given problem of one given system, it is very important for one to have the knowledge of the whole system. It's not enough. Here also, if we want to know about karma, then it is important for you to have the whole vision of the Veda. If you want to have any doubt about upasanam, it is very important for one to have the knowledge, the vision of the whole Veda. One part, knowledge of a given aspect is possible, dependent on the having the vision of the whole thing. If you want to understand one verse from Bhagavad Gita, it is very important for you to have the vision of the whole Bhagavad Gita. To understand the contextual, what is exactly that verse expressed in a given context. But to have the whole vision of the whole Gita, you must study the Gita verse by verse. Is it clear? Similarly, that is the problem. Anything, if you have any doubt here, whether it is, the marriage, whether problem in anything you want to know, how the marriage life should be, how the brahmacharya's life should be, how the karma should be performed, how one should conduct in this situation, what should I do, to know anything with reference to Veda, to understand that, it is very important for one to have the whole vision of the Veda. And to have the whole vision of the Veda, Vedic vision, one should have studied the whole literature, scriptural literature, the whole of the scriptural literature. Okay? This is one of the problems. But even though we consider it a problem, it's a greatness. Okay, one thing. And the second thing will go. The second reason here is, when you say scriptural literature, the Veda, Veda teaches, Veda, subject matter of the Shastram, is for people, not for only one person, not for only one given group of people. The teaching is for all the people of society. That means what? It is like when you go to supermarket, IKEA. I know only IKEA recently. I've been IKEA, and then they will have everything there. They will have all sorts of things. But I should know what I want. I'll be very clear. Otherwise, I'll be like, go mad. I should know exactly what I want, and I can go and pick up. I cannot find fault with the people. I have to walk. My God, how long should I walk from here to what I want is only there. And that must be only here immediately. Then IKEA will be a very good shop. IKEA is meant for people of different needs. It should provide everything for whoever wants anything. They should be able to go and get it and enjoy. They should make their lives comfortable. Similarly, Veda also is what now? Veda is teaching. The scriptures teach. The teaching is for what now? All people of all the entire society. And people of society are not of the same levels. People are of different ashramas, and people are of different varnas, And people are of different, you know, the spiritual development of people also of different, you know, people are of different levels. So the teaching cannot be the same for all the people. One person in Bhagavad Gita, we have this. For now, sometimes we say, come on, worship Bhagavan in this one form. And for some people, they said, see, Bhagavan is the whole universe. And for some other people, we say, what now? Where Bhagavan is of the nature of formlessness. You first, you ask a person to worship one form, and you tell the person to worship Bhagavan in the form of, as the whole, and you also say Bhagavan is of the nature of formlessness. Ekarupam, anekarupam, arupam. And one place we emphasize in Mundaka Upanishad, no, the karma is condemned. Performance of ritual is condemned. Condemned means what? Limitations are pointed out so that you will not be interested in karma, you will be interested in pursuit of knowledge. And Taittiriyam, now what we are studying, yanyanavadyani karmani tani tvayopasyani tani sevitavyani pitrutno danam, do all the karma, do that karma pitrutno all the panchamaha yajnas, deva yajnaha, perform rituals, offer oblations to the Bhagavan. So karma is prescribed. Look at this. Taittiriya Upanishad emphasizes, presents the Dharma Shastra. And the Mundaka Dharma Shastra karma is, the limitations of karma are pointed out, mentioned. And we go to Mandukya Upanishad, I tell you, the concept of Ishvara is condemned. Upasanas are all, limitations of upasanas are discussed. That's why we should not study Mandukyam in the beginning. You know, only Brahma Swarupa Nididhyasanam alone is emphasized, highlighted. Upasanas, limitations of upasanas are mentioned. You know, performance of rituals are condemned. Everything, even Ishvara is not at all condemned actually there. Suppose if somebody starts studying Mandukya Upanishad without the help of a teacher or translations, you know what, it will sound like an atheist Upanishad. It is not atheist Upanishad. That means what? Different, isn't it? So why karma yoga is emphasized and karma is condemned? How can one live a life of karma yoga if karma itself is not recommended and jnanam is praised? That is why Arjuna had the doubt in third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The very first question of third chapter, this third first verse opens with the question by Arjuna, Krishna, what is this? You are praising karma, you are also asking me to do karma. You are praising jnanam, but you are asking me to do karma. Contradiction. You are praising karma, you are praising jnanam as the only means for moksha, and you are asking me to do karma. And you say, ahimsa paramo dharma, and you ask me to go and fight. Contradiction, isn't it? Okay, that's a different topic. Anyway, I'll come to this here. Now, what I want to say, this shastra, mainly, that's not the point here I want to say. Actually, the teachings are for people, different teachings for different people of different levels. People of different levels. Therefore, all the teaching are there. But who should be taught, who should take what? Who should follow what? That doubt comes. Oh, Sal, no, we don't need to go to temple, don't need to worship. You know, all this is very, very preliminary. No, meditation is the way. Some people say this. This that doubt comes. Some people feel very upset. No, why only meditation is the way? What about this worship and prayer? Because Shastram, one place, it emphasizes the what now? Worship, prayer, performance of ritual, disciplines are emphasized. One place, these are all secondary, not necessary. But who should follow which teaching? That is not clear. Okay? Because it is like, now when you prescribe a medicine, whether it is for Asian or African, they have problems. Asian, the report, blood report itself differs. Now, Asian and African or English, European, and in keeping with your thing, sometimes the dosage is prescribed also. Okay, even the general things are there. And keeping the intensity of this is dosage varies from person to person. Medicine varies from person to person. Food varies from person to person. Why? Because what your system needs should be given. Similarly, emotionally, intellectually, spiritually, in keeping with your spiritual development, you know, this the sadhana also has to be prescribed. Sadhanas are different for people of different levels. That does not mean people of different sadhanas are looked down upon as inferior, or people or other sadhanas are looked up to as somebody superior. No. People are all the same, but people are of different levels, so they need different sadhanas. And scripture prescribes everything all over. Therefore, what is the conclusion? It is full of contradictions. The second disadvantage, but really it is not disadvantage, it is a most comprehensive teaching if it is understood properly. See, why misunderstanding? It's the second problem. Okay, the third reason for mistaking this as a confusion is the dharma. See, when we say this is right, this is wrong, and it is easy to understand what is right and what is wrong with reference to certain things at superficial level. They are very clear. This is red color, this is green color, there is no doubt. This is right, this is wrong. Certain areas, superficially, when you want to know what is right and what is wrong, it is very clear, no problem. But the same dharma, when you go deeper and deeper and deeper, at deeper levels, sometimes you do not really understand it is right or wrong. That means what? It is not very clear, you are vague. Because the duties of a person, one person, when he has to play different roles, the duties vary. Husband is ill, sick in the hospital, and suppose here NHS. In India we don't have NHS, okay. This person needs, husband needs 2 lakh rupees for a ordinary family, person of ordinary background, for operation, surgery. And the son who has to go to the university also needs to pay 2 lakh rupees as a fees. Only, you know, as a father, as a husband, he has a duty, isn't it? As a father also has a duty. What should he do? Which is right? Should he spend for his wife? Should he spend for his son? duty. Yeah, it's duty for him to look after his wife. Duty for him to look after his son also. What the doubt comes? Unless the son says, don't worry about my studies, dad, you first look after mom first. That's also, that's another thing. Suppose it happens vice versa. Suppose the eldest parents are there, mother or father is sick. The son needs, the son's daughter's marriage comes. Oh my God, it's more important. Already the whole, all the elders will say, please let the daughter's marriage is more important and let it happen, doesn't matter even if we die. If only the parents say, it is okay. Suppose the parents expect the son to look after them, want some treatment. It's very embarrassing. What is there? What is right there? Duty. Who's right? Is this Kumbhakarna or Vibhishana? Doubt comes. Vibhishana ignored his own brother, came and joined Rama. He had a reason. Because I want to support, I want to be by the side of Dharma. But Kumbhakarna knows, he knew he was not right. But he thought, no, there's a family loyalty, okay? My brother, my elder brother, I had to be, he looked after us, so I had to be by him. Who is right here? Even Rama, what did he do? Left his wife, somebody said something, and he just took, he abandoned his wife, Sita. And all women get very emotional. Rama is very bad. He shouldn't have done that. How can Rama do this? Why should he give importance for some ordinary washerman? But, and Rama as a king, as a protector of these citizens who really respects the feelings of his citizens. He has to keep everyone in good humor and at the same time, as a husband, it's bound in duty for him to defend his wife against anybody in the world. Who else will defend? For a wife, husband is everything. Isn't it? That is why the very important thing. What should he do? The very word Raja, there are so many word meanings for the word Raja. Rajate iti Raja, one who shines as Raja. And Prajanam Ranjakaha Raja, one who really keeps his citizens in good humor, looking after them all the time, is Raja. As a Raja, as a Patihi, as a husband, what should he have been done? What should he have been done? What was right on his part to do? Like doubt comes. So these are all like that. I'm only giving one or two examples. Like this, there are so many occasions doubts will come. Doubts will come. This not superficially is okay, very right. It's very easy to say, isn't it? Doing my duty. This is right, this is wrong. This is my duty, doing my right duty is right. Ignoring, avoiding my duty is wrong, very clear. But situations, when they arise, you do not know what. So, that's why what we do, our scriptures, such is called Dharma Sankatam. Dharma Sankata. So, such situations, Dharma Sankata, what should we do? Isn't it? Doubt comes. And so really, through the stories, these are all really explained. Through stories, Dharma Sankata situations are presented and explained. Therefore, what happens then? People who interpret situations, different interpretations, and they're very subjective, heavily, heavily subjective. Now, what we say is, Dharma is not the absolute, Dharma is relative. So in terms of right and wrong, also our Shastras do explain through stories, but it needs to be, understand now, dharma. These are the things also make us feel the scriptures leave us behind vague. Third reason. The fourth reason, Vedas, now we have to understand, Vedas are, the, all of our scriptures are timeless, we say, timeless Shastra. Kalatita Shastra. Timeless, we say, really, in fact, we can, even if we say 5,000, 10,000 BC, still the scriptures are very, very ancient. When you say very ancient, and the way of life, the whole Shastra has the way of life prescribed there, presented there. So, all it presents, it teaches the situations, it presents the few situations, and knowing, understanding which we will understand the spirit of those situations. We have to apply the spirit of the situations, know the whole life when we happen to face new situations in life. I'll give you an example. It's like, is Pooja Swami, our Swamiji's example. Swamiji is an example of driving, learning to drive. When you go to a driving school, the person, you know, we have to have elbow, you know, elbow, and the person teaches you driving. Now, all the traffic rules you learn with the help of the driving teacher. And the driving lesson itself involves a 10. Here you also have exam, no? Theory, you know, you have to write exams also. You have to have practical marks also. If it was, I wouldn't have got my driving license ever at all here. No. So driving means you learn common, certain situations and all the traffic rules and whatever traffic rules and regulations you learn and with practical knowledge, isn't it? It's not simply writing exams. And with the person you drive and you understand and you really get the spirit of driving, understand, and you know few situations you have learned, how to drive here, how to drive there. And with that itself will give you sort of how to drive anywhere, any place, any situation. You don't really, the driver does not take you to all the roads in the city. Every road in the city, every signal he doesn't teach you. He teaches in one given place with certain things. And afterwards you are free enough to drive anywhere. Suppose if you happen to drive in India, as you are driving on one road, there is no such thing called special thing we have that is like this. On one road, we will have buffaloes, we will have, you know, goats, we will have also what, no, we will have
camel.
Sometimes. I mean, bullock carts, bullock carts will be there, bullock carts, even now, bullock carts.
Paddy drying on the.
And then, yeah, I have auto rickshaws and fat, you know, in Rishikesh, I used to get scared, my God. You know, and yeah, and in Kerala, if you go, elephants also will be coming on the road. And then to the bicycles, and then that too, cars with, you know, the bicycle without lamp or light or anything. And the roads are there, lots of pits and, you know, holes. And if somebody drives there, that is why people who come from abroad, they'll say, we will not drive here. No, they have not, that situation is not included in their driving lesson. Isn't it? So like that, it's not, it's Swamiji's example, okay? That means, who will, every lesson you have to learn and then go and do is very difficult, like that. Veda also is very ancient. You know, what should be done now, isn't it? Suppose in those days, we should not even cross the ocean, go anywhere, sannyasis. That is why Shankar Mata Acharyas are still sitting in India, they're not coming here. But they will not cross the ocean come. And then you know, after coming here, now that's why the new Hindu Smriti is needed for all the children who are growing here. What to do? So generally we need to have something. Anyway, so how the marriage should be done, when the marriage should be done, how what should be done. For everything there is a thing. Answer this, sir. Any doubt comes, you have to refer what now. What should you follow? Shruti. Shruti, Smriti, Sucharitam. Anushthanam of elders. Doubt comes. And here, therefore, the lives, every situation of our life is not discussed in the Veda. But, is it? Those, whatever situations are presented in the Veda, whatever is taught there, those things should be, what now? Used now to understand, to handle the present situation. That means that those Vedic teaching, isn't it, must be correctly interpreted to find a solution for the present problem, the present situation. You have to follow what? The same Veda only. But that Veda, Vedic teaching, how should be interpreted to handle this situation? Isn't it? Therefore we say it needs a proper interpretation, proper unfoldment. And that unfoldment of the teaching, the interpretation of the teaching, right interpretation of the teaching is also already inbuilt in the very teaching, which is called Sampradayaha or Mimamsa. So far, that is why, how to avoid these problems and to see the most beautiful teaching, to understand the teaching being very comprehensive, the only solution is to study this Shastram, to understand it with the help of the teacher. If we study on our own, we will, what now, end up with our own interpretations justifiable for us, then, okay, we'll be wrong, we'll be misguided. Therefore, understand now why important the teaching methodology is inbuilt. So who are the people? People who have studied the Shastram, lived the Shastram, who revel in the vision of the Shastram, who have thorough knowledge of the Shastram, and who are absolutely non-judgmental and confidential, who are very clear. Now, such people are, but no, those who remain, but for them, soaked in the teaching, they know how to interpret correctly. Appropriate interpretation they can do. They are called Sammarshinaha. Sammarshinaha means what? Those who are really like how jamun and rasgulla is soaked in the syrup, sugar syrup, like those who are soaked in the knowledge of the Vedic vision, isn't it? Those are soaked in this Shastra Jnanam, and such people, Sammarshinaha, because they have the wide vision, who sees everything as Bhagavan and Brahma, such people, Sammarshinaha. Okay? And that we should never do any doubt comes. Karma Vichikitsa. We have to come back to the lesson now, okay? Karma Vichikitsa. Dharma Vichikitsa, no, Jnana Vichikitsa, or Vritta Vichikitsa, any doubt you have, Shrutihi, Smritihi, Sucharitam. Sucharitam, there's a contradiction between Sucharitam and Smriti. Just ignore Sucharitam, go to Smriti. If Smriti contradicts Shruti, ignore Smriti also, follow only Shrutihi. And it should be interpreted by whom? Sammarshinaha, Brahmanaha, Sammarshinaha, those who know how to interpret it correctly. Understand? Now, why there is this problem? This problem now at present is because we have got all the translations. In India, for a long time, they never allowed our scriptural literature to be printed at all. Because when people read the translations, they miss the interpretations. If we, without the proper appropriate interpretation, if you simply read the translation, you will think what rubbish it is, nonsense it is. You feel really disgusted. Really, you will not like it. And then people will, actually Westerners started translating first. It's appreciable in a way, even they appreciate. But it's also great damage is what? We misunderstand and we get confused, all confusions. Because that is why it's very, very important to study everything. No, I tell you, this Ramayana. People think Ramakatha, okay? Go to Rama, Ramayana. Basic story all of us know. Dasharatha was childless, had three wives, and he did Putra Kamesh Yagam, and he had four sons, and Rama was born, and Avataram, and Vishwamitra came and took him there, and then he got, he broke the bow, and then he got married to Janaka's daughter Sita, and then he came back, and then somebody said something, and Ravana kidnapped, abducted her, then something happened, and he died. It's all the story we know. But you know how much is there to study, understand? Just the story is not important. In Rafa Ramayanam, if you want to know, there are 8-9 tikas are available. Tikas, explanatory notes for that. But different acharyas. There's a website, I don't want to confuse you. There's a website called, if you put Ramayanam from Chennai, somebody has put all the tikas in Sanskritam. From one Visuddhadvaita tika, one Advaita tika, one Dvaita tika, and some other tikas, and then made translations, also explanations. Where's the time? Now, why I'm saying here, so much is there. Everything needs to be studied. Doesn't matter how much you're studying. It is better not to get confused by collecting so much. At least learn little properly with the help of the teacher, so that at least you won't have confusions and doubts. Understand? That's why any doubt comes, who should I follow? Ye tatra brahmana sammarshinaha. Ye tatra brahmana sammarshinaha. So the qualifications of the person who should interpret, who should guide you, the present situation which has to be handled, the present doubt regarding the karma or conduct, we should approach people and they will teach us correctly what I should do. Sammarshinaha, moohiyavargal, shastratula moohiyavargal, those who are soaked in the shastrat vision. And Alukshaha. Okay. Please go and have a tea and come back soon.